Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Especially when you have two wives, right?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, man, it's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hey, Donnie.
Hello, Donnie.
Hey, before I talk about this stupid soccer, Dick, hey, I want the guys at work want to know if Chick and Josh will do a little skit between Barack Obama and Jodie Foster having a conversation.
I'd be happy to.
I was always a big fan of yours, Mr. Obama.
Well, thank you, Jody.
And I... Oh, my God, man.
So wait a minute. So that's Jodie Foster talking
that's
to
right.
Bullwinkle?
No. President Barack Obama.
He likes my Jodie Foster, though. Did you hear that?
Yeah, he didn't doubt that one.
No.
I thought that was Jodie Foster.
Dude, that's right. Dead on. But this soccer dude, Alberto Villafive, whatever,
yep.
He's marrying two women.
Villafive.
I'll say it like this. Marrying two women, that's more nuts in the Milky Way, and I'll say it right to his face. But
yeah.
you ask me, marrying even one woman is crazy. Mm. And I guess as a soccer player, you like balls because these two chicks got you by yours from here on out. And that's the way it's going. I mean, ain't this guy ever heard of a side piece before?
I guess not.
What do you think burner phones and burner ointment were invented for, dumbass? They say don't buy a cow if you're getting the milk for free, and then he went out and bought two heifers, and they're going to milk him dry.
I think so.
I swear to God. Just think about it. Most husbands can't keep up with one honey-do list. How's he think he's going to keep up with two of them?
You tell him, Donnie.
Now he's got two birthdays to remember,
mm-hmm.
And he thought forgetting one anniversary was hell to pay. This dude better start tricking out the panic room right now. Swear to God. Plus, he ain't going to have no house to himself once they both start their hobbies that they call small businesses. One wife will be having pampered chef parties going on in his kitchen while the other wife will trash the living room with her new jewelry making.
True.
All too true.
I swear to God, just because you glued a piece of crystal to a peel and eat Twizzler, don't make it jewelry, Amber. I swear to God. Probably can't put his car in the garage because it's, you know, stacked floor to ceiling with expired Mary Kay Turno boxes. Man, just trying to keep two wives in yogurt pants for the next 20 years to break the bank.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Chick, can you imagine just trying to pick a restaurant going out, you know, Friday night with two women?
Oh. That would be a mess.
I want pasta and wine. I want tacos and beer. Well, it looks like we're doing the Cheesecake Factory again.
They got everything.
They do have everything.
I know it's going to be, you know, everybody thinks it's going to be hot having two wives. But then you're going to spend more time running to the store for tampons and Chunky Monkey than you're ever going to spend going to Pound Town with these two. So he ought to keep, you know, some sort of like accounting record of it, because I know that'll end up being the case. And he ain't ever watched the Kardashians either, or Sister Wives, or the what's that one? Oh, the Housewives of Madison County. He needs to watch some of these reality shows, because uh-huh. These two chicks are gonna be at each other's throats like a pair of gay vampires. I swear to God. And what's gonna happen when they start fighting and getting all jealous of each other and want a divorce?
Yeah.
Then what? Because now you, Christy, Chick, you guys know you lose half your stuff twice.
Right.
Sure. Swear to God. Which, by my calculations, means he's going to be robbing Peter to pay Paul bearers.
Wait a minute. Half twice would be one.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah, that ain't funny.
Okay. Junior broadcasters, VO5 and Letourneau.
Very funny.
Those are some deep, fine jokes there.
Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach ja.